Good afternoon, Kodo listeners. It is just after 12 p.m. on a Thursday, and that means it's time for our weekly noon coronavirus update. And as we're kicking it off, I don't know if this has ever happened. We are actually getting... Oh, we were getting a call. Maybe someone took it offline. We might get a call in just a sec. Anyway, I'm Matt Hoyt from the Kodo News Team. I am joined in studio by Dr. Deanna Colliker, Medical Director of Emergency and Trauma Services at the Telluride Medical Center, and Telluride EMS Director, as well as Claudia Garcia Curcio providing Spanish interpretation. Always appreciated, both of you.
Thanks for having us. Estamos aquí para el Noticias de las 12 con la doctora Deanna Colliker, haciendo más noticias, y conmigo, Claudia.
And Dr. Colliker, we will start as we always do. Actually, we have a caller on the line, so we're going to bring them up first, and then we'll get to your updates. Hello, you're live on KOTO. What's your question? Hello? Hello? Oh, never mind. Guess we lost him.
Forget that.
Anyway.
Call back.
Dr. Colliker, we'll start as always with your updates.
Empezamos con la doctora. A ver qué noticias tiene.
Well, good afternoon, Kodo listeners, and welcome to another installment. And we thank Kodo for hosting us every week to provide this kind of information. And it's a beautiful day out on April Fool's.
Estamos aquí con Kodo. Muchas gracias por siempre tenernos aquí para todas las noticias. Y estamos el primero de abril, que se dice que es April Fool's, y un día muy bonito afuera.
And I come to you today with a message of cautious optimism. Which is nice to have any optimism. but I am encouraged by the local, regional, state plateau of our numbers of positive tests and hospitalizations and low numbers of deaths and high rates of vaccination, particularly in our community.
Quiero empezar con un mensaje de esperanza y dar gracias, y también tengo esperanzas que localmente está el estado, tenemos números positivos bajos del hospital y del virus, también números bajos de muerte y números han subido para personas que han recibido la vacuna.
And I'm cautious because I have a little bit of concern of what upcoming spring break and travels that lots of people have planned and how that's going to impact our community in, you know, a few weeks or a month when everybody comes back.
Y estoy un poquito preocupada por la temporada primavera que tenemos ahorita o empezando el lunes. También personas que tienen planes para viajar, salir del condado. Estoy pensando qué impacto va a tener la comunidad en unos semanas o un mes.
And, you know, for the past several weeks, we've had really just a handful of positive cases each week, you know, 5 to 8. And the majority have been visitors of those positive cases. That is balanced with the fact that the number of people who are getting tested has been at its all-time low. So I'm not positive that those numbers are actually representative of, you know, our infectious burden.
Y en estas semanas hemos recibido casos positivos a 5 a 8 personas, y la mayoría de son visitantes, y estamos viendo ese número bajar, que no han, personas que no han ido a agarrar pruebas, y no sé si es el número bajo de pruebas y no personas haciendo las pruebas que estamos teniendo números bajos de casos.
And, you know, I think that we're going to see a little uptick in testing here before people travel. And most certainly, I think we will see an increase in testing after people return from their travels. And so I want to encourage people, before travel, you shouldn't get tested any more than 3 days before you leave. And after you come back, you should wait at least 5 days after your return before you get tested.
Y yo sé que esos números van a subir de más exámenes cuando personas van a tener planes de viajar y salir. So es importante recordarles a todos ustedes, si van a salir, que agarren las pruebas 3 días antes de salir, de viajar, y si cuando regresen, cuando regresen 5 días antes de que ha regresado al estado o al condado aquí.
And the only exception to that would be if you develop symptoms. If you develop symptoms consistent with COVID, such as fever, sore throat, body aches, headache, etc., then you should be evaluated and get tested.
Y lo único que puedo decir, si uno tiene síntomas, por favor, vayan más pronto a tomar esa prueba. Si tienen síntomas de COVID, como fiebre, tos, dolor de cabeza, etcétera, todos esos síntomas, por favor, vengan a hacer cita, a hacer su prueba.
And we've been lucky recently that we have had a good supply of vaccine in our county, and we've had a really receptive community to wanting to get the vaccine. And as of tomorrow, the governor has opened up vaccination for anyone who wants it over the age of 16.
So tenemos muchas vacunas, y eso es bueno viendo eso, porque estamos viendo muchas personas en nuestra comunidad quieren vacunarse, y desde ayer el gobernador ha abierto para que ¿cómo se puede decir? Las personas en la comunidad generalmente pública pueden recibir la vacuna si quieren, 16 años mayores.
So I would encourage anybody who has not been vaccinated to go to the county website, sanmiguelcountyco.gov, and click on the vaccine link and fill out the registration form, and to note that you are interested in getting a vaccine, and you will be contacted by our county when we have appointments available.
Y si personas están interesadas en agarrar la vacuna, por favor vayan a la website de la internet donde uno puede registrarse. Pueden llenar ahí el formulario si están interesados. Y después, cuando llenen eso, alguien del condado les va a hablar para cuándo es su turno para agarrar la vacuna.
And just to note, although the governor is opening it up to everybody over the age of 16 tomorrow, in San Miguel County, we do not have access to the one vaccine that is approved for 16 and 17-year-olds, the Pfizer vaccine. So if you have a 16 or 17-year-old, you will want to try and access that somewhere else, some of the grocery stores in Montrose and the pharmacies. Me, myself, my son, who is 16, is scheduled to get his vaccine at Southwest Memorial at the Cortez Hospital on Monday.
Y aunque el gobernador dijo que todos pueden recibir la vacuna mañana, por favor, es importante que sepan que en nuestro condado no tenemos vacunas para las personas o los niños que tienen 16 a 17. Ese es Pfizer, y tienen que ir como a Montrose a recibirlo allá. Una tienda, mi hijo que tiene 16 años, vamos a ir a Delta, ¿did you say Delta?
En Cortez.
En Cortez a agarrar la vacuna, y tenemos una cita el lunes.
While we're in this kind of intersection, we're talking about testing, I'm talking about vaccines, quick intersection of the two, I'm curious, if you are vaccinated, I mean, do you still need to get tested, or I guess what are the guidelines around that?
Y una de las preguntas que yo tengo, hablando de vacunas, si uno necesita agarrar una prueba, aunque esté vacunado, ¿cómo son las guías o las direcciones de cómo mover adelante cuando uno tiene la vacuna?
So if you are fully vaccinated, so 2 weeks after your second Moderna shot, or 2 weeks after your single Johnson & Johnson shot, you are fully vaccinated. If you have a close exposure to a known COVID positive patient, you do not have to quarantine, but if you develop symptoms that are consistent with COVID, we do recommend that you get tested.
So es importante saber las 2 semanas antes que ha recibido tu segunda vacuna de Moderna o la una vacuna de Johnson, es importante que uno sepa si está cerca de contacto con alguien que ha tenido COVID. No es necesario que tú te vayas a cuarentena, pero si tienes síntomas, es importante que recibas una prueba.
And so, you know, we know that these vaccines are highly effective. Greater reduces your chances of getting COVID by greater than 90%, but they're not 100% effective. So if you are fully vaccinated, but you do develop symptoms that could be consistent with COVID, we do still want you to get tested.
Pero es también importante saber que estas vacunas a que sirvan nada más es 90% de efectivo, no 100 efectivo. So, si uno tiene síntomas que puede ser de COVID, por favor, vayan a agarrarse una prueba.
What we do know, these vaccines are amazingly effective at reducing the risk of severe illness that could result in hospitalization or death. And that's why this is so important, this rollout of the vaccine to as many of our population that can get it. If we can reduce this virus to not causing hospitalizations, not causing death, then this just becomes another virus and life moves on.
Y por eso es importante que los más personas reciben esta vacuna, porque lo que la vacuna está ayudando es no tener esos números tan arriba para personas que pueden morirse del virus o estar en el hospital. Y todo eso puede reducir el virus, diciendo que puede ser otro virus como siempre, o como los otros virus, diciendo que no va a haber muertes o algo más grave.
So until we reach that point where the vast majority of our population is immunized against this virus, we still have to keep the 5 commitments of washing your hands, of wearing a mask, of maintaining social distance, of minimizing gatherings and staying home when you are sick and get tested.
Pero como siempre, hasta que tengamos ese número de personas que han recibido las vacunas y están vacunados, tenemos que seguir con los 5 compromisos, poniendo tu máscara, lavándote las manos, limitando al grupo pequeño de 10 personas, 6 pies de distancia. Todo eso es importante siguiendo haciendo.
But that's why I'm optimistic, why I'm cautiously optimistic, because our local community, we are doing a great job at moving towards that herd immunity. And particularly our high risk populations, like our older than 70 or our patients that have high risk conditions, greater than 75% of that population, that high risk population, has been vaccinated. And to me, that is extremely hopeful.
Y tengo esperanzas porque localmente estamos haciendo un trabajo muy bueno, sabiendo que esas personas en riesgo grandes de años 70 arriba y también personas de condiciones médicas de riesgo grandes, 75% de esas personas, de ese grupo, han recibido las vacunas y eso me da esperanza.
And so if we can get the rest of the people who may not be at high risk for complications from COVID, but still can spread it, if we can get 70 to 80% of the rest of our people vaccinated, then we really can, make this less of an issue.
Y si podemos tener las personas que a lo mejor no tienen riesgo grande si reciben COVID, pero agarrar la vacuna es importante. Teniendo como 70-80% vacunados es importante.
And with this Friday, I mean, pretty much anyone who wants a vaccine over the age of 16 can get one in Colorado. Big day. What's your sense, Dr. Colliker, though, of how soon do you think anyone in San Miguel County who wants a vaccine will have gotten a vaccine? Because we know that being eligible is not the same as getting it. Supply is an issue and all that. So how quickly do you think our county will be able to get the vaccines and distribute them to the point where if I wanted one, you can just get one?
So mi pregunta es, sabiendo que muchas personas están recibiendo la vacuna, ¿qué pronto usted piensa que la comunidad va a poder recibir la vacuna? Porque uno puede decir, es tu turno, puedes agarrar la vacuna, pero no en ese mismo día puedes recibir la vacuna, diciendo cuántas vacunas tenemos, todo eso. ¿Usted qué piensa? ¿Qué podemos llegar? Cuando persona la quiera, la puede recibir ese día.
So we are dependent on supply. But I think if we continue to get supply of the vaccine from our state partners. I personally think by mid-May, we could get everybody who wants a vaccine to have a vaccine in our county.
So, todo depende de cuántas vacunas recibimos y seguimos recibiendo las vacunas de las personas que nos han dado en el estado. Pienso yo, el medio de mayo, podemos tener las personas que quieren vacunas vacunados.
And the key is, everyone who wants a vaccine needs to go to the website and register to get a vaccine at the sanmiguelcountyco.gov website. That is where we are distributing for our medical Telluride Medical Center patients, our UMC patients, patients who are not affiliated with any employer or organization. That one website has our master list of everyone who wants a vaccine, and that will be our goal, to get it to everybody who registers there.
Pero es importante que ustedes recuerden, si quieren la vacuna, se tienen que registrar ahí en la website del condado, porque ahí vamos a recibir casi las personas que quieren vacunarse. Eso puede decir aquí en el centro de médico, de Telluride, UMC en Norwood, donde trabajas, las organizaciones. Todo eso uno se tiene que registrar ahí para recibir la vacuna.
And we have registration in Spanish as well.
Y tienen para que uno se pueda registrar en español también.
And I assume anyone without internet, for whatever reason, can just give a call to the county and they can help them over the phone?
Yes, and we also have, walk-in capabilities, and we're advertising those clinics that have that walk-up capability in the newspaper and on Kodo and on our website. So if you know someone who doesn't have access to the internet, get them to us. We'll help them.
Pero es importante, si usted no tiene internet o no tiene acceso a la computadora de internet, puedes hablar al condado o también puedes caminar al donde está el condado para saber más información sobre las vacunas. También tienen clínicas que uno puede ir a agarrar las vacunas. Toda esa información lo mandamos en el periódico aquí en Kodo, en nuestra website. Toda esa información está ahí.
Listeners, if you have a question for Dr. Colliker, give us a call, 970-728-4333.
Si tienes preguntas, por favor, marca 970-728-4333.
I did want to say we had a big clinic for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which is the single-shot vaccine. Unfortunately, we have not gotten any further supply of that type of vaccine. The state of Colorado, they were expecting to get twice as much from the manufacturer last week. And unfortunately, they decided to distribute that to the big mass vaccination sites. And so our county has not received any subsequent J&J.
So, ahorita no tenemos vacunas del Johnson & Johnson. Las dos semanas pasadas sí teníamos, pero ahorita no estamos recibiendo esa vacuna. Estamos viendo que esa vacuna se está yendo como a ciudades un poquito más grandes, pero por ahorita no tenemos esa vacuna.
We are learning a lot about the vaccination stuff daily, just as we are about COVID daily. And I think two questions that I'm curious if we've learned any more about. The first being, do we know anything else about how the vaccines, if they prevent transmission? Because we know they prevent a lot of symptoms, but it's been uncertain for a while if they prevent us from passing COVID to other people. So do you know more about that?
Sabemos mucho del virus y también de las vacunas, pero una de mis preguntas es transmitir el virus. ¿Usted sabe si cuando uno tiene la vacuna tiene un poquito más bajo transmite de pasar el COVID a otra persona?
So we're learning more about this every day, and 3 months from now I will know more about this than I do today. But what we have found so far is fully vaccinated people, their risk of contracting COVID goes down remarkably, greater than 90%. And of those people who do end up contracting it, we have found that they are less infectious and for a shorter period of time than unvaccinated persons.
So estoy aprendiendo más sobre las vacunas y voy a aprender más 3 meses de lo que puedo decir hoy, pero lo que sé ahorita que personas que están vacunadas de las dos vacunas tienen menos riesgo de agarrar COVID, y COVID puede decir 90% de transmite, pero también si las personas que tienen la vacuna agarren COVID, hemos visto que la infección es menos. Menos tiempo enfermo es lo que yo he visto.
And so to put numbers to that, an unvaccinated person who contracts COVID, they are contagious for approximately 10 days, one day before they develop symptoms, and then for 8 to 10 days after. And a vaccinated person, what we're finding is that stretch is reduced to 2 to 3 days, and they don't have quite the peak of infectivity or infectious number of particles in their secretions during that shorter time.
So puedo poner esto en números diciendo una persona que no ha recibido la vacuna puede tener el virus y infectado 10 días. El día antes de estar infectado y no tener síntomas, y se puede alargar a 8 a 10 días después. Persona que tiene vacuna puede decir que 2 a 3 días está infectado y tiene ese virus.
Question number two. This one's a personal one for me, I'll say, because I'm a two-doser. I'm a Moderna guy. Got my first dose 3 weeks ago this weekend. And so the question is, do we know how much protection you get after that first dose of those two-dose shots?
Y esta pregunta es más personal para mí porque yo recibí Moderna 3 semanas después. ¿Puedes saber cuánta protección uno tiene si nada más ha recibido una vacuna?
So, let's talk about the Moderna. And I have less information about J&J, but it's similar. We know after one dose of the Moderna vaccine, at 2 weeks, you have about 50% protection. At 4 weeks, you're about 80%. And then 2 weeks after your second dose is where it goes above 90%.
So, hablando de la vacuna, de esta vacuna, diciendo la primera vacuna que recibes puede ser de las 2 semanas 50% protegido. Y después, hablando de 4 semanas, 80% protegido, pero si has recibido la segunda en esas 2 semanas, eres más de 90% protegido.
And most certainly I have seen people contract COVID between their first and second dose. So it is not fully effective until 2 weeks after your second dose.
Y yo he visto personas recibir o contratar el COVID con su primera vacuna. No se puede decir que estás protegido con una vacuna nada más.
Always good to put numbers behind these things. Listeners, if you're just tuning in, it is our weekly coronavirus noon update. We are joined by Dr. Diana Colliker, Claudia Garcia Curcio, providing Spanish interpretation. If you have a question that you would like to pose to Dr. Colliker about all things COVID, give us a call, 970-728-4333.
Y si tienen preguntas para la doctora aquí con información o preguntas sobre COVID, por favor, marquen al 970-728-4333.
One other exciting thing that has come up about that was released this week is studies of the Pfizer vaccine in the 12 to 15 age category. And that showed... it showed 100% efficacy at preventing infection. So in the, it's a small number. It was just over 2,000 children that they looked at. But when they followed them for several months, 100% of those kids did not contract COVID after being vaccinated. And they did not have any increased side effects or problems compared to the adults that they had studied.
Y algo muy padre que yo ha visto esta semana Pfizer, que está dando las vacunas de edad 12 a 15 años, 100% de esos niños, que son 2,000 niños que hicieron la prueba, recibieron esa vacuna, y 100, todos esos niños no contactaron a COVID, no tenían efectos negativos, y eso es algo que estamos viendo ahorita.
Looks like we have a caller coming in, so we're going to bring him up.
I can't hear.
Hello, you're live on CODA. What's your question?
Hi, everybody. I want to know how long we will be wearing masks if we are vaccinated twice or by the Johnson & Johnson, if it's just a good look that we want to maintain, or if there's a real practical reason why we would continue to wear masks in the workplace or in our public spaces if our if we're vaccinated. I mean, and what do you foresee in that future?
Thanks for your question.
So, hablando del futuro, la pregunta es, vamos a tener que seguir poniendo nuestras máscaras, diciendo, si estamos, tenemos la vacuna, las dos vacunas y el de Johnson, vamos a seguir con poniendo máscaras, aunque todos estén vacunados, trabajando en la comunidad aquí afuera, ¿qué piensa?
I think that's a great question. I think for the immediate future, we are all still going to, you know, be donning the masks. I am hopeful that it doesn't just matter if you are vaccinated. It matters if you and all of those around you are vaccinated. And then I think that those restrictions will be loosened, particularly if you are indoors, if you are in, you know, close proximity to other people. I think it matters if you have reached herd immunity in your workplace. That is when restrictions, I imagine, will be loosened.
Por ahorita vamos a seguir con las máscaras, pero es importante saber, aunque usted esté vacunado, también es importante saber las personas que tú estás cerca que estén vacunados también. Se puede tener el restricto más bajo, especialmente si estás adentro de un edificio, también donde trabajas, puede bajar esos restrictos, por supuesto.
And I think we're still going to be reliant on the things that we know decrease transmission, like having good airflow and, you know, wiping down surfaces and staying home when you are sick. You know, these vaccines are not 100% effective at preventing virus or virus transmission. It reduces it markedly. So if you have you and all of your coworkers vaccinated, you have a well-ventilated office, and you have good hygiene protocols that you clean common surfaces and people don't come to work sick, I think we're headed to the place where we won't have to rely on masks as much.
Pero es importante recordar que estar confortable en lo que nosotros sabemos qué hacer, sabiendo que vamos a seguir teniendo las máscaras puestas, puede ayudar, pero también sabiendo que el aire está limpio, teniendo ventanas abiertas, todo eso, limpiando los escritorios, las puertas, todo eso, y si personas están enfermas, que se queden en su hogar. Si eso lo están haciendo en su trabajo y todas las personas están vacunadas, nos estamos moviendo a esa dirección para tener los registros más bajos, pero es importante seguir haciendo lo que estamos haciendo.
We had a question come in as a message, and someone wanted to know, once the vaccine is open to anyone this Friday, will people who have had COVID in the last 3 months be eligible to get the vaccine?
Recibí un mensaje de preguntas diciendo si está abierto ahorita para el público general, para las vacunas, cuándo las personas pueden recibir las vacunas aunque han tenido COVID de esos 3 meses.
Absolutely. If you have had COVID, we will give you a vaccine as long as you have recovered completely from your acute illness. So frankly, 2 weeks has gone by since you have had COVID, and you can get a vaccine. The initial, guideline of 3 months was when we did not have enough vaccine for everyone, and we were really trying to prioritize those in the highest risk category. Now that we have moved on, if you have had COVID, please go and fill out that registration, and we will get you a vaccine.
Sí, en el pasado hemos hecho esos de 3 semanas que personas han tenido COVID, pero es importante saber, estamos esperando a recibir más vacunas y vacunar a las personas en riesgo un poquito más grande. Es importante, si has tenido COVID y no tienes síntomas, esas 2 semanas pasan, puedes registrarte para agarrar la vacuna más pronto posible.
And the reason why I say that is because we know that people who have COVID don't always produce good neutralizing antibodies to the virus. The vaccine is actually a way more reliable way of ensuring immunity.
Y digo eso porque a veces muchas personas no agarran esos anticuerpos que necesitas cuando has agarrado COVID. So por eso estoy diciendo, agarrando la vacuna lo más pronto posible es lo mejor.
Yeah, we have another caller, so we're going to bring him up. Hello, you're live on Kodo. What's your question?
My question is, I heard on Kodo yesterday that there's free testing at the transit lot at Lawson Hill tomorrow, and it said something about rapid test, and I wondered what has changed that we're able to do rapid tests for everybody instead of just the med center now.
Thank you very much.
Mi pregunta es, he escuchado ayer en Kodo que vamos a tener exámenes rápidos en Lawson Hill, y que mi pregunta es, ¿cómo estamos haciendo exámenes más rápidos? Antes lo estábamos nada más haciendo en el centro de médico.
So you can go to the county website, and it gives you a list of all of the possible testing options over, you know, the next week to 3 weeks. And it is true that we got a supply of rapid tests from the state of Colorado. They are not the same tests that we use at the medical center. And they do have the downside of it is a little lower sensitivity and specificity for this test, which means that there is a higher chance that you could have a false positive or a false negative with this rapid test. But because we have access to all of these, we are allowing people to have you know, this rapid test if they want it.
Tenemos más información sobre exámenes en el website del condado para más información y opciones sobre exámenes. Recibimos estos exámenes rápidos del estado de Colorado, diciendo que no es lo mismo que estamos haciendo en el centro de médico, es un poquito diferente. Puede ser que puedes agarrar un positivo o un negativo, que no es cierto, pero es diferente y es importante. Si quieres tomar el examen, agarras el examen, pero tenemos muchas opciones.
And that testing is provided tomorrow in the Intercept lot by Telluride Whole Health, and it's free, and they're doing it in the Intercept lot from 8 to 10:30 a.m., this rapid COVID testing.
Y ese examen es mañana, es gratis, de 8 a 10 y media de la mañana.
And what we would recommend, so if a person had a high-risk exposure to a known COVID-positive person, and if they went and got this rapid test tomorrow and it was negative, we would recommend that they would have a subsequent PCR test to kind of add some confirmation to that.
Pero es importante saber si una persona ha tenido contacto con alguien que es positivo y agarra este examen mañana y puede ser negativo, nosotros le queremos que agarren un PCR examen para estar positivo que sí es negativo.
We have a few minutes left, so before I ask you for some closing thoughts, Dr. Colliker, one other thing I wanted to bring up was, I know maybe some of our listeners might, you know, sense a bit of contrasting messaging at the local and national level. I know earlier this week, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky gave a rather grim message. I mean, she said that she felt, quote, a sense of impending doom because Americans were letting down their guard when it comes to COVID. And I know that some people might see that and then see the county letting down some of its restrictions. I mean, you even saying you're cautiously optimistic. So I guess, can you help our listeners reconcile that it seems like at the national level, some officials are worried, whereas at the local level, we seem to not be as worried?
Mi pregunta es, la última pregunta es, viendo los niveles nacionalmente y localmente aquí, una persona del CDC dijo que estamos viendo los números un poquito subiendo arriba, y aquí en el condado no hemos tenido muchos distritos hemos dejado. So, mi pregunta es, ¿usted puede dar información o más para que personas se sientan confortables? ¿Qué significa esto y por qué estamos haciendo lo que estamos haciendo en nuestro condado si en otras partes nacionalmente los números están subiendo?
You know, Dr. Walensky has a huge burden on her shoulders, and she is looking at a really broad look at our country, and what she is seeing is there are areas in our country, different states, different regions, that have loosened restrictions, and they are now seeing a rise in cases, a rise in hospitalizations, and a rise in deaths. And she is concerned, I believe, that if we start having large sporting events, or we have whole states that say there isn't a mask mandate, they aren't necessary, that other places are going to follow suit. She also sees that the variants are becoming more of a predominant strain in a lot of areas. And so she, while I am cautiously optimistic because I walk around my town and almost everybody has a mask on, and I know what our local numbers are that show that our disease burden is controllable, she is looking at a much larger picture that it can be concerning if we don't observe those five commitments until we get everybody mass vaccinated. I'm sorry, that was so long.
It's okay. Lo que yo estoy sabiendo de la doctora, ella está un poquito preocupada porque ella está viendo áreas un poquito más grandes en el estado, en diferentes partes de este país, y sabiendo que muchos condados están dejando las restricciones, y casos están subiendo, muertes están subiendo, personas en el hospital están subiendo. Lo mismo con COVID, todo eso están subiendo, y sabiendo que yo me siento un poquito más tranquila sabiendo que lo que estamos haciendo aquí, estamos siguiendo con nuestras máscaras y los cinco compromisos, porque no estamos teniendo como deportes, eventos grandes que personas, es opción si te pones tu máscara, no, esa es la diferencia. Y también viendo diferentes virus que han subido de COVID, estamos viendo la diferencia, pero estamos aquí en bien control, es lo que yo veo. Pero ella está viendo una foto un poquito más grande, sabiendo que está un poquito preocupada, que personas están relajándose, y aquí estamos haciendo lo que es diferente. Estamos con los cinco compromisos, estamos haciendo lo que tenemos que hacer para mover adelante.
And that's why I'm cautious, and that's why I'm encouraging people, if they are going to travel, to be careful while they travel, observe as many commitments as they can, and get tested when they come back, you know, 5 days later, and if they develop symptoms, to go and get tested, and everyone to get vaccinated when they can get an appointment, because it's now going to be available to everyone. So my caution is encouraging continued good practices that we know work to reduce this.
So es importante que las personas que van a viajar a salir del condado, que lo hagan con cuidado. Cuando regresen 5 días antes, que agarren sus pruebas. También, por favor, que se vacunen, sabiendo que más personas van a registrarse para vacunar, es importante. So, yo quiero decirles que sigan con las prácticas que son buenas, que nosotros sabemos hacer, para seguir haciendo nuestra parte aquí.
And I hope impending doom isn't the right characterization. I hope that she is, her worries are not founded.
Y lo que yo puedo decir, ojalá, tengo esperanza que las palabras que ella usó diciendo que va a ser algo negativo o no bueno pueda cambiar un poquito, y todo pueda ser mejor.
As we close out, Dr. Kalker, any closing final thoughts you would like to share with our listeners?
Últimos pensamientos que quieras compartir con la comunidad, doctora.
I hope everyone has a safe closing weekend and doesn't have to come see me in the ER. I hope everyone has a good, fun, sunny weekend, but keep it together from an infectious disease and an orthopedic standpoint if you can.
Sí, nada más quiero decir que por favor tengan un seguro día. Un seguro día de cerrar fin de semana. I don't know how to say closing day. It's weird. Ojalá no los vea en el cuarto de emergencia este fin de semana y que disfruten el sol afuera y este fin de semana.
And here's to some off-season time, right?
Amen.
Amen.
Y viene la temporada de off, que uno no trabajar. So qué bueno que viene.
Dr. Deanna Colliker, Medical Director of Emergency and Trauma Services at the Telluride Medical Center and Telluride EMS Director. Thank you, Claudia Garcia Corcio, providing invaluable Spanish interpretation. Thank you. Listeners, as always, if you have any other questions or need assistance, the county website is a great place for information. The Med Center, also a good place for medical questions, 970-728-3848. As always, though, if you have an emergency, call 911. And I hope that you enjoy this lovely, sunny, warm, spring-like weather that we are all having. Have a great rest of your Thursday. This is KOTO Telluride.